What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You feel better about Kevin? He's kind of two for two. When it comes to quarterbacks in the preseason. I mean, they were both, like, Dylan Gabriel was pretty good. Shedeur Sanders was pretty good. Kind of two for two. Is he not?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I'll give him some preseason
okay,
love.
Well, great deep conversations we're having here. This is excellent. I mean...
Do I have to give Sirianni an offer for what happened this week?
Okay, I think we're knowing that they're in two different situations. Well, I don't know. Sirianni's job always seems to be on the line, so... Maybe I'll back off of that for a second, but I mean, come on, Tone. I mean, you know there's an opportunity there. When we talk about these quarterbacks and Kevin Stefanski, where not an opportunity, a conversation. Because I think some people, I wonder what the end all be all is going to be if people think either Kevin's A, not doing what's right by the players that Andrew Berry picks, or B, Andrew Berry's not doing right, or the front office isn't doing right by Kevin Stefanski. And it might not even be an Andrew Berry. I mean, don't forget, I haven't forgotten about the guy in San Diego, that's for sure. So it might not even be Andrew. Could be the Wizard of Oz out there that we could be thinking about. But Kevin's come under heavy scrutiny. And for good or bad, I there's people who can't believe, there's people who dare question Kevin. And then there's people who can't believe that people would stick up for Kevin when this football team is under 500 and they have not looked good. And last year was an unmitigated disaster. Planning-wise, team-wise, everything. An unmitigated disaster. And that's supposed to fall under the head coach. And so now you've got these two quarterbacks. Okay, one, what was my big thing about Shedeur? Because I did. I said it on that Friday morning. I said, this is going to look like a referendum for a lot of people with Kevin Stefanski, even with myself. And Shedeur, they ran plays that made sense to him. He looked good. Some of that certainly given to Shedeur. Some of that certainly should be given to the guy with the game plan. Because every single time it seems that Kevin has been the play caller, it's worked to some level. Has it not? Like he's been the play caller for most, but when there seems to be a system that they're following him, it's been pretty decent, pretty successful. Dylan Gabriel seemed to be a big brain Kevin pick, and throughout this preseason, throughout this camp, there were a lot of people going, man, this guy, you know, look like he's got it. I know we bagged on Daryl. Daryl can take it. Daryl's fun. But damn, there's a lot of people questioning what Dylan Gabriel has or doesn't have, in so many words. And damn, they showed up. He played pretty well on Saturday. Give a couple of plays. I thought the screen attempt was way worse than the pick six, but whatever. Results are results.
Oh, wait. Do we get a final determination on the pick six? Because I've watched it a bunch of times throughout, because people say stop making excuses for the pick six. And I think you and I saw the exact same thing. I mean, you had a guy out there that could have just put his arms out for the ball and just kind of short-armed it, because I think he was like, oh, that's not to me. Where, yeah, you could say he could either at the very least prevent the interception, right?
Yeah.
Like Blake made no attempt to try to catch that football.
I don't even know if he knew it was coming, which would not be very good for Dylan Gabriel in that sense. But hey, you're out there. Shouldn't you know it? Because I think he thought he was throwing it to Deontay Johnson.
I think he did too.
And Deontay Johnson might have thought he was throwing it to Blake Whitehart and ended up getting intercepted by their second round pick.
I'm guessing.
And then he took it the other way.
I'm also guessing that wasn't the play to have two guys run to within a foot of the ball.
No.
Oh, well. You're in luck. I have some Kevin Stefanski audio from yesterday. It might clear it up.
We did not do what we were supposed to do on that play, and we will get that coached up. Like I mentioned to you guys yesterday, you really should never have an interception on a play like that. It should be a safe throwaway run. We have to do a better job of coaching.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Watching that and executing that.
Oh, he just got put. I thought Johnson just got pushed off the spot.
Yeah, I thought where he was going with that at the start of his answer was to say, hey, it was fine by the quarterback. Those guys didn't do their job. But then by the end of it, I'm like, or is he saying you can't throw that ball?
Well, I don't know. Let's listen again.
We did not do what we were supposed to do on that play, and we will get that coached up. Like I mentioned to you guys yesterday, you really should never have an interception on a play like that. It should be a safe throwaway run. We have to do a better job of coaching that and executing that.
When he said throw away, I was like, oh, I thought that was leading to say, hey, our receivers, they're not in the right spot. Or like you said, Dante Johnson, what are you doing not being physical enough there? Or Blake, which I don't know if he was absolving him, didn't even attempt either a breakup or, like you said, Ken, it didn't even look like he knew that ball was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Is he coached to throw the ball to a spot there? These are the times to get that linked up. Like, I do laugh at people losing their minds on a preseason thing where it's like, all right, now he has something to coach. Now he can go over that play for 20 minutes if he so chose. That's what these things are for. But it just also works out that we have a quarterback competition for like two different spots. One for the starter, one for the backup.
We didn't even get to have a competition for the starter because the one guy's got hurt.
I know.
And now I'm not even having to make the team if that were to be the way. I mean, hell, when they went and they got Brock Osweiler, did you think Brock Osweiler was going to start the season? What happened with Brock Osweiler by the end of camp? Gone. So it's not like it hasn't been happening before. I don't know if I'd condone it the entire way. Sorry, I'm talking about something different. You understand.
No, I totally understand.
But when it, again, back to Kevin, I'm looking for, because it, when you're going into year six and you're coming off of 3-14, it doesn't happen a lot in the NFL where you get to keep your job. So I got to figure out ways why there's brilliance there or there's said there's brilliance there. Because I think every single host on this station and every single fan out there has been at times like Kevin and has been fit to be tied with Kevin. Clearly there was the instance with me and I was very upset right before or right after the Baltimore Ravens game where Dorian Thompson-Robinson had to play. I was clearly upset about that. But there's been times where I've been okay. Kevin's making a lot of sense. There's a lot of things here that are good.
You have four different quarterbacks win games or three quarterbacks win games the year they go to the playoffs.
Four.
Like he has had, to me, some incredibly one coach of the year. I mean, obviously we weren't alone.
Hey, guys PJ Walker and Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
PJ Walker against the 49ers.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, Kevin has been able to tap in. It's also where I wonder why they had Gabriel ahead of Sanders. Because Sanders, he had to, it was out of necessity, but had to do freelancing and stuff in college. Gabriel was one read, go. And you wonder, after watching Deshaun Watson the last few years, kind of makes sense that Kevin Stefanski would be more comfortable with, here's who to throw to on this play, and you must throw to that person on this play.
I think it's easier to defend Dylan Gabriel than it is to Shador Sanders. Because anytime you defend Shador Sanders and what he did in college, everybody just thinks you're kissing ass. And I go, no, you had guys coming in the spring, and then you had guys leave, and then you had guys coming in the fall for fall camp. So you're throwing to guys who you've worked with for 30 days. 30 days. And you're expected to go out there and win football games. And you're right. There was a lot of stuff where he had to go out there and kind of create. Where Dylan Gabriel, that offense, Oregon is a powerhouse. That offense is built in. It has been built in for a long time, whether it's Dan Lanning or Chip Kelly or anybody who was running that football team. Like, it's built into what they want to do. So I appreciate what Dylan Gabriel has done. That's why I don't want to get rid of either of them. I appreciate Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco. And when it comes to the fourth one, buddy, I haven't seen you. So maybe there's a chance on Saturday where he can change minds. And then it can become more difficult after Saturday's game about who to keep and who to let go.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.